talking about summertime with the family and some of the challenges. We know last week was super hot. It was hot yesterday and the whole bit. It's been a warm couple of weeks. I would think for those, Julie, without air conditioning, temperatures just rising up a little indoors as well. You know, those are some of the challenges that family, any suggestions on what they should do?
Well, that's like anything when we're working with kids or families in general, right? If you're hungry, if you're hot, if you haven't had enough sleep, you're going to have a rougher day overall. So you have to think about all those factors as you're trying to, and the age of your children as well, right? What are we dealing with here? But yes, for people that didn't have air conditioning, those family environments would have been much more likely to have irritability. So I would say that's a normal response, especially from kids. They're hot, they're tired because they maybe haven't slept well because of the heat. So that's where we have to think about what can we do to offset some of this. Yes, it was hot last week. One effective strategy that has been shown through those research articles that I talked about is Harvard talked about a two-hour nature rule. So families who spend at least 2 hours a week in natural environments like green spaces have significant improvements in psychological well-being as a family. So it may feel like you just want to chill and watch a movie, which is great sometimes, but if you want the mental health benefit and a happier family dynamic, get outdoors.
Okay. I just want to point something out. So you know what? I didn't read any of this before, but I've been actually doing that these last few weeks with my daughter, Diana. So we spend most of the morning indoors doing activities. And then in the afternoon, like around 4:30, we go out. We spend an hour. And because I also found that for my own mental health, that going out in the afternoon, I feel much better. And then my daughter also gets the fresh air. She sleeps well. And then we're all happy at the home.
Yeah. And one thing that you can do as a couple, say as a, you know, the parents, is take a little time in the morning, get out for a walk if your children aren't too young and you can leave them, but go out for a little walk, you know, set your day, think about what the day is going to look like and engage in those more demanding tasks during cooler parts of the day. So if you have things as a family that you have to accomplish, take care of that. That's going to increase your focus, your productivity, and then get outside as a family at some point, just like you talked about, Marion, because it does make a difference. Your kids will sleep better and they also will be better able to self-regulate. If you have kids in front of screens all day, their self-regulation is going to be kaput. They're not going to be able to do it. They're going to be having, you know, you're going to have more behaviors, pushback. It's going to be more difficult at bedtime. But if you have some structured activities, and again, not all kids are able to be in camps and be in, you know, Sean, you mentioned that, you know, finances are not the same for everyone. So if finances are a strain, really look at what's within your control and getting outdoors, putting on a sprinkler, doing something that allows the child to run around and release energy. It's critical in terms of how they're going to self-regulate.
Thanks for the conversation, Dr. Julie Galthorpe. Where can people track you down for a consultation or some time with you?
Look us up at galthorpetherapist.com. That's our website. Or you can follow us on social media at Dr. Julie Galthorpe, RSW.